It's 3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg and Mobella 26, Rustenburg 30.
Four crashes. Kempton, R21 North, a crash before the Footracker Road exit. Midrand, N1 South, crash before the Buccleuch interchange. Centurion, Old Joburg Road North, a crash near Central Avenue. And Pretoria, R21 North, a crash at the N1.
The Randburg Magistrates Court has denied bail for Darren Wilkin and Tiona Moodley. They're accused of profiting from the international sale of child sexual abuse material. The court found that if the pair were released on bail, the public's confidence in the criminal justice system will be jeopardised. Magistrate Pravina Rahanganan.
I am of the view that the applicants failed to discharge the onus placed on them to show in a balance of probabilities that circumstances are good. Exist, which in the interest of justice warrants them both will be released on bail.
Your bail is accordingly denied, you remain in custody.
Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero says he remains hopeful that all residents will have running water in a week's time.
We hope in 7 days from now we'll see all residents now receiving water back, because by then all our reservoirs that has been affected will be at the right level of supply.
Johannesburg Water cited that the issues are due to, among others, high water consumption. Marrero says there are some areas that will see water slowly returning before the end of next week. The Congress of the South African Trade Unions has called on Treasury to deliver a budget that assists the state to deliver quality public services and stimulate economic growth. Finance Minister Enagoronwana will deliver his budget speech in Parliament next Wednesday.
What we cannot afford is yet another attempt by Treasury to delude ourselves into thinking that tinkering in the size will make a difference. Nor should we fool ourselves into believing that inflicting pain upon the poor and the working class is a sound economic model. If we are to turn South Africa around, then we need to ramp up support for Eskom to ensure load shedding and load reduction is a thing of the past, and that consumers and industries have reliable and affordable electricity.
That's Kasantu spokesperson Matthew Parks. To Limpopo now, where a self-proclaimed king of crocodiles has been arrested after the circulation of a video showing him beating, teasing and hacking a Nile crocodile. In a widely circulated TikTok video, the suspect can be seen striking the crocodile multiple times. The incident occurred late last month. Following investigations by the NSPCA, the man was identified. Here's the organization's Jacques Peacock.
Following weeks of dedicated efforts, the NSPCA, with the invaluable assistance of the South African Police Service and the Louis Trichardt SPCA, arrested the suspect under the Animals Protection Act 71 of 1962. The individual was taken into police custody and will appear before the Twando Magistrates Court on Monday, 17 February 2025.
I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 4, or go to jackarandfm.com.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. Separation.